News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
Minister for Transport, Dara O'Brien, has introduced new legislation into the Dáil to expand the powers of the NTA and to help them with works on Metrolink and Bus Connects. But that's, of course, long term. Short term, some TDs are suggesting action could be taken a lot quicker to improve services. Barry Ward is one of those, Fine Gael TD for Dunleary. Barry, you think there are a couple of quick win measures that could improve things for commuters?
Yeah, thanks, Anton. I mean, we all support the idea that people will have greater access to public transport and anybody who uses it successfully thinks it's great. The problem is that I know in my own area with the E1 and the E2 bus services, for example, some people find them to be quite unreliable. So if particularly at rush hour, you have a situation where a driver doesn't turn up, for example, and a bus doesn't travel, and then we call them ghost buses, then you have a situation where there's a backup along the line all the way and it contributes to the unreliability of the service. People are then late for work. And you can't expect people to want to use public transport if they can't count on its reliability. So one of the things I've raised with the minister in the Dáil is the notion that they would have standby drivers. So if somebody doesn't turn up, and obviously that happens, people are sick or things happen, they can't come to work, but that there would be a standby driver so that that bus doesn't drop off the service for the day, because that has a knock-on effect on the rest of the service.
Is the main issue, though, with ghost buses not so much that they don't show, but rather that the system tells you bus in 3 minutes, 2 minutes, 1 minute, due, no bus, and that the system lies to you? I think that's what irks people most, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. Well, there's two things. I mean, the first thing is exactly as you say, we have real-time information at bus stops, which is great. Gives you generally a reliable account of when the bus is coming and how far away it is, and people appreciate that. But the flip side of that is if the information is false, it's really frustrating. You're standing there and then the bus that you're expecting to get you to work on time or to college on time doesn't turn up. And as I say, there are reasons why that happens. I find a little bit frustrating the fact that oftentimes we're told actually it doesn't happen as much as you think, but my office gets so many emails from people in the Dunleary area and the Bray area and Shankill area, for example, for the E1, for buses that just don't turn up, even at rush hour, which is, of course, a crucial time. Because if your bus at 7:30 doesn't turn up, the next one is full. And the further along the route you are, the fuller the buses are, the greater the chance that you won't be able to get on the next bus, which is, again, really, really frustrating because it exacerbates the problem.
Are you setting too high a bar in terms of organisational readiness? Because to cite a personal experience, I was in Bus Oris recently, waiting on a bus, Erin bus, and a driver came in, looked at it, said, "I can't drive that one," and walked off. And it was 45 minutes before another available driver could be found. It's a long way from there to have a crack team of reservists ready to go.
I don't think we're talking about a crack team, but if you talk about somewhere like Bus Oris or let's say Dunleary Dart Station, hubs where bus routes start, you should have a spare driver there because it's entirely foreseeable that somebody won't be able to drive. Now, if you have a situation where a bus driver's coming in and saying, "I can't drive that bus," then there's a different issue there, maybe about the standard or the reliability of the bus itself. My understanding is that that is not as big a problem when it comes to something like the E2, for example. That's a situation where, let's say, Mary is due to drive that bus leaving Dunleary at 7:30 and she's sick. She can't come to work, or her child is sick, or John is supposed to be there and for whatever reason he isn't there. The notion that at a bus depot, essentially, you would have a spare driver, I don't think is actually too much to ask. And there may be an expense involved in that, absolutely.
But it's interesting, if you look at any of the buses coming through the centre of Dublin City at the moment, about half of them have emblazoned across where normally the destination would be. They have, with big exclamation marks, "We're hiring," which would suggest they're struggling to get enough people to drive the buses they have already, never mind have them on standby.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying that it'll be easy, but it's something that we should be striving for. I welcome the fact that that Bus Óglaithe and the NTA generally are recruiting, and they should be doing that all the time. If they're having trouble, then maybe they need to change the terms and conditions. That's another day's conversation. What I'm talking about is the people who live in my area who are in contact with my office, and I know myself because I've experienced it. When you're standing at the bus stop and you know that the bus that's 3 minutes away is going to get you to work on time and then it doesn't turn up and the next bus is full, now you know you're going to be late for work. That has a massive detrimental effect on the individual, but it also affects the confidence that the community has in the bus service. Because if you don't feel when you go down to get the bus that it's going to get you to school or college or work on time, then you're going to start choosing other things. And that's not a place where we want people to be. So the time has come now for, if investment is required, so be it. But I think it's really more of a planning issue. So the that you know that if there is a problem, and it's entirely foreseeable the problems arise, that there is a solution in place and there's somebody ready to step into the breach if a driver isn't available for whatever reason.
Now, Dublin Bus will say that they track all of this and that their on-time statistics are very high. They're in the high 90%, and that the issue of ghost buses is disproportionately reported on because it drives people apoplectic, but it doesn't actually happen that often.
Yeah, and I've gotten that response from them myself. I would accept that the statistics are good. I think generally we have a very good bus service. I think there are people who are frustrated by aspects of bus connects. I mean, you'll be aware maybe in Shankill, for example, there's a number of judicial reviews in relation to what they're proposing to do in the village there. And I think that they've gone too far. But generally speaking, we have a really good bus service. But maybe you're right. Maybe it is just that it's so frustrating for people that they end up late for work through no fault of their own. But I can tell you that in terms of, I've experienced it myself, but in terms of what I get in the office emails from people, it happens enough that it's a big problem. And if it's a big problem, surely there must be a solution there that can put a system in place that ensures that if a driver isn't available or if there is a problem with the staff at the depot, that there is a reserve team or somebody who's available to step into the breach to make sure that that bus runs and you don't have that knock-on effect all the way along the line. So the example I give is if that bus doesn't leave Dunleary at 7:30, then the next one that leaves fills up much more quickly. So by the time you get to Foxworth Church or to Stillorgan or to Donnybrook, the bus is full. So the people who are waiting at those bus stops can't even get on the bus that's coming. So the knock-on effect is actually really detrimental to the confidence in the network.
Barry, thanks very much. Barry Ward, Fine Gael TD for Dunleary.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.